Okay, as we mentioned, another event associated with the president's annual message is the opposing political party's response. This has been a tradition since the 1960s, and as President Biden is a Democrat, last night's speaker representing the Republican Party is U.S. Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. The politician and businessman has been serving in the Senate since 2013. Here are some highlights from the GOP response.
Our president seems like a good man. His speech was full of good words, but our nation is starving for more than empty platitudes. We need policies and progress that brings us closer together. But 3 months in, the actions of the president and his party are pulling us further and further apart. Republicans support everything you think of when you think of infrastructure. Roads, bridges, ports, airports, waterways, high-speed broadband. We're in for all of that. Less than 6% of the president's plan goes to roads and bridges. It's a liberal wish list of big government waste, plus the biggest job-killing tax hikes in a generation. We should be expanding opportunities and options for all families, not throwing money at certain issues because Democrats think they know best. Nowhere do we need common ground more desperately than in our discussions of race. My friends across the aisle seem to want the issue more than they wanted a solution. Race is not a political weapon to settle every issue the way one side wants. It's far too important. I am standing here because my mom has prayed me through some really tough times. I believe our nation has succeeded the same way because generations of Americans in their own ways have asked for grace and God has supplied it.